Ihr an daf pei zayin amit beis. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, a little after half of the omit. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, kol mara ad mumis, if there's a mara ad mumis, mechapchen, omar shirin, vechayovim bekisui. Mitzchayim bekisui. Like the Gemara, Maika Mashmo, what is Rav Yehuda Meshmu telling us? Mechaprim Tanine, we learned the Mishnah, Dam Shemitara Vemayim, Miesh Poi Maris Dam Kosher. Chayovim Bekisu Itanine, we learned that the Zamaris Dam, Chayim Bekisu. The Gemara, Machshirin, it's Trichalai. No, if you have Dam, that's Meurev Vemayim, so it's telling us that if it's called Marad Mumis, if the dam is a Marad Mumis, so the dam doesn't become bottle, so the dam is Machshir. Like the Gemara, Machshirin Nami, Machshirin, you need the dam that's Ma'uret B'mayim, you need the dam to be Machshir. Machshirin Nami, why do you need the dam for? E dam. Akshuri Maksha Imaya Akshuri Maksha. What do you need the dam to be Maksha? If there's a Mare dam, so then it's Maksha. If it's not a Mare dam, so it's also Maksha. So Mayim is Maksha. So what do you need this Nai by Hefsha? Vaitriche Shatam Dai Bemeik Shomim. So the Gemara says the cat mixed it up with Meik Shomim. Now the Meik Shomim is not machsher. You need either trilose l'rotzein or seifer l'rotzein. By a machsher, that means you need that samazayik shomim fell, so there was no rotzein for it to fall. So it's not machsher. You need to take that water to use it for something. Or seifer l'rotzein, or I want al kaponim that the peiris should get nirta, they should get wet from the machsher. So Mamele, so here we're speaking about that it's Meik Shomim. So Meik Shomim is not Machshir, it was not Chilose L'Rotzen. So that's why he has to say that the Dam is Machshir. But the Dam is only Machshir if you see Amare Dam. Praktigimore, Shatom Debi Meik Shomim, it got mixed up with Meik Shomim. Make shomim nami kivin the shokel veromi achshavino. So the Gemara understood, he took make shomim and he mixed it up with the dam. So he was machshiv the make shomim. He was machshiv the make shomim. So the mele. So that alone that he mixed, that he wanted the make shomim to dilute the dam, so he's using the make shomim. So twice it chilos in the rote. So why do you need the dam to be machshir? So the Gemara says, "Leitzrichim shenismedu me'aleihem." They got mixed up by themselves. That means he had a pesakeli with dam, and then it rained on this keli, so there was no rotzen bechlal. There was no tchilose l'rotzen on the mayim. So the mayim take is not machshir. So therefore we need that the dam should be machshir. So Rav Yehuda Meshmul said the dam will only be machshir if there's a mara admumis. If you see the redness in the water, then it's machshir. Rashi says, kol mara admumis calls man. Sheyesh b'dam marad mumis. If you still in the dam, you have a marad mumis. Abidam lechapor lezrike ulahachshir asazroim. Akami porich. And if it's not dam, imayim hu nami achshuri machshuri. The Gemara says it's speaking shetomdoi. Sheirvoi im meik shomim. He was ma'arev the dam im meik shomim. Sheino machshirim. The make shomim is not machsha ella heched achshavino leired ala peres. If you wanted that the peres should get wet, like yutan dim yudachiyitain, you wanted that the peres should get wet. but he didn't want this. V'hochem mishum dam dahavi mashke. But dam is a mashke. Af al gab loy achshevei leirid al ha-peiris. Oh, the dam is a mashke, even though he wasn't machshevit leirid al ha-peiris, machshev. This nan kol mashke shetchilosoi lerotzoim. שנחשב למאומה אף על פי שאין צייפה לרוצוין מחשב. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that there are two halachas by Hechsher. There's one halacha if you want that the peiris should get wet. Yitain mayim al zera. Or yutan dum yedeh de yitain, ma yitain de nechele, af yutan de nechele. If you want that the peiris should get wet from this mashke, so it's machshel the peiris. And then there's another halacha. There's halacha, you don't want the peiris to get wet. But I wanted these mashkin in the beginning. I wanted these mashkin in the beginning. Let's say he put out a keli to get to catch rainwater. He wanted to drink the rainwater. He wanted the rainwater. And now this rainwater spilt over Peiris. So the din is, even though there was no rotzein, ain't seifei l'rotzein, but it's chilosei l'rotzein. So by Hechsher, one of the two, either chilosei l'rotzein or seifei l'rotzein. So the Gemara says over here, so let's just understand, so the Gemara says we're speaking about make shomim. Not somebody speaking about that. It was speaking about make shomim that fell by itself into the dam. So there was no tchilosei l'rotzein. There was no tchilosei l'rotzein. When this mixture fell on the peiris, it was also not tchilosei l'rotzein. He did not want that it should fall on the peiris. So out the make shomim, there was no hechsher whatsoever, because it wasn't tchilosei l'rotzein, it wasn't tchilosei l'rotzein. The dam was not Seifei L'Rotzein, but it was Tchilosei L'Rotzein. So why was the dam Tchilosei L'Rotzein? Rashi says, She'nechshav L'Mu'ume. It was Nechshav for something. Daboini, I don't understand Rashi. I mean, he was Machshevit. I mean, what's the She'nechshav L'Mu'ume? Shenechshav lo mu'ume, afa pishen seife lo rotzein. Kol mashke shetchilos, I mean, the Mishnah seems to be saying, kol mashke shetchilos lo rotzein, and kol mashke, we're talking about, uche de zayin mashke, kol mashke shetchilos lo rotzein, shenechshav lo mu'ume, afa pishen seife lo rotzein machshe. So I don't know why the dam is called chilos lo rotzein. Shenechshav l'mume. I really don't understand. My son Oskol, he says that by dam you don't need b'chlal tchilosei l'rotzein. Only by mayim. Rosh the Mishnah Shvel, kamashke shetchilosei l'rotzein, shenechshav l'mume. I really don't understand Rashi, but I'll kapon him. What Rashi says, why it is that way, I don't know, but Rashi seems to say, the dam was chilos elarot. That's what Rashi says, for some reason. Shenechshav l'mu'ume. And the make shomim was not chilos elarot. And both of them were not seif elarot. So that's pshat, a memele, so you need that the dam in this taruva should be machshe. The dam shouldn't become bottled. So that was what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul said. There's a marad mumis. So the dam doesn't become bot. Bachina make shamim nabim kiven de shakol b'mone v'rami l'seich adam achshavinu l'kafilus machshav d'mayim. Fine. So that's the first mahalach in the Gemara. Rab Asi min narvil oimer v'tzalalto de doma. Period. Rab Asi min arvil says another pshat in Rab Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not speaking about dam that was nis'arev b'mayim. Then yes, the kasha, also to be mukshar of the mayim, it means that was the kasha. He's speaking about dam, that in dam gufa there's two halakim. I don't know if this is the white corpuscles or something else, but Rashi says as follows, but salalta the doma, ba'oison mayim shehen min hadom atmoi, that there is a mayim, there is a clear liquid that separates from the dam, shuhu nikrash, when the dam coagulates and it gets hard, yesh svivoisov solo kamayim. So it means then it separates the there's a chelik, a tolu of dam, and then there's the red chelik of the dam. Now, v'im yesh v'imar is dam machsher v'iloi loi. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi is saying, so Rab Asi min Arvil says a nupshat. That means like this, that since there's this talalto de domo, there's a chelik of the dam that's tzolu, that's clear, that's white, that's not red. That is not machshir, even though it's a chelik of dam, but that is not machshir. So now if you have, in the process of the separation between the tzalalta, the dam and the dama, you still have some of the dam that's mechubo to the tzalalta, till it separates completely. So if in this salalta de dama, if in this salalta de dama you have a maris dam, so it could be the salalta is more than the dam. That means in the separation you have a little dam over there and a lot of salalta, but this little dam is nearer a maris dam, so the dam is marsha. And if not, the dam is not marsha. That is the chiddush. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Let's see what Rashi says. B'tzalalta de domo, v'oison mayim shehen min adam atmo, k'shu nikrash, yesh svivoisov solul kamayim, v'im yesh b'aymaris dam machsher v'iloi loi. So, the Vachsach Medelev Aliyah wants to say a Mahalach, maybe already pulls up from the Mahalach, but the Mahalach is a Geshmak a Mahalach. He wants to say, so what was Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel telling us? I mean, that I know that Amare Dam, it doesn't become bottle if you still see the Amare Dam, that we know till now. So the Gemara said, and then we had another problem. We had a problem, it's Mayim, it's the Mayim is Machshir, fine. So he says, it's not Mayim. Huh? It's not Mayim, it's Salalta the Dama. Fine, but what is the Chiddush of, so we know already, we know by Dam Zrike, it's not bottle, if you see the Mare, we know by Kisei Adam, it's not bottle, so no. What is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel? So he says a beautiful word. The chiddush is Rashi feels ois vi loy loy. He's saying a moyodik chiddush. Because I would think this talalta the dam is oichet dam. And if it's also dam, so what's gate meron? You don't see that mumis. But this is also dam. So it should be good for Zrike, it should be good for Kis, there should be Achir Kisei Adam, it should be good for Hechsher. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel is coming to tell us, Davke, not that it doesn't become bottle, that I know from the Mishnah already. It's coming to tell us that if you don't have this Maris Dam, it's no good. In the Talalta, the Dom, it doesn't have a Shem Dam, Yes. Zogt der Gemara weiter. Rab Yirmiyah Medifti Oma Onesh Kodes. Now Rab Yirmiyah Medifti said, we'll see, that if you'll have Salalta the Domo, there's an Onesh Kodes. Vuhu de'ike kezayis. V'masnise tone מטעמם באויו. והוא דאי כרבי. כזה רבי. נא, לא רסי רשי. זאת רשי, עונש קורס, האויך לוי. והוא דאי כזייס, דם גומו. ומטעמם באויו, כל זמן שיש בו מרס דם, אם שומסו, והוא דאי כרביס מן הדם גומו, והוא שיר לתומס אויו, תכסיב על נפש מייס, בשיר רביס הנשמה תלויה, תובת מיד הרביס מטעם הבויו. So now, we have to understand, what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us, there's a lot of dinim by dam. So the Gemara says there's an onish koris. Vuhu de'ike kizai. With metama boil if there's a reveal. So if it's speaking about that he ate a kizai is of dam, the Rashi says over here speaking about there's a dika kezayis dam gomo. There's a kezayis of dam gomo. So if there's a kezayis of dam gomo, and he ate the dam, and it didn't become bottle, Hashem v'shamayim. So what is he telling us? What is the Gemara telling us? There's a kezayis of dam gomo, it's metama boil, shkayach. It's very difficult, this Gemara. The Ritva says as follows. The Ritva brings down Rashi and he says, Pshat Rashi. Afal gav the me'urev bedam solo v'lovon halbei. We're talking about that this kizayis adam is me'urev in dam solo v'lovon halbei adahave yoyser michtei achilas pras. That means you have here dam Solo, the Yevdam, a kezayis of dam, that's ma'urav in a lot of solo, and if you'll eat a kedei achilas pras, you will not eat a kezayis. You'll eat 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever, 9 minutes, whatever the shir is, you won't eat a kezayis of dam. Chayim, the kivin the kuloi chad damu, loy mifto ki isure da'am. It doesn't become bottled like an Issa Baal, it's all one dam. It doesn't become bottled. So, with Avoyni, I didn't understand the Ritva. He says, more than a Kedais, the Achilas Pras, but it doesn't become bottled, the Kulaycha Dam. But, what did he eat? What did he eat? He ate a Kedais, and if he ate, If he ate kezayis, yes, mechle achilas pras, tal bitul mehochem. Okay, but not bottle, whatever. But he didn't eat a kezayis of dam, mechle achilas pras. That's the mere pshat in the Ritva is, the tool, the Chosin Yeshua brings down this tool, and Yeridei Yisim and Tzadik Ches. The tool brings down the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, if you have a kezayis b'chdei achilas prat, you have issa that's ma'urib in heta, and it's a kezayis b'chdei achilas prat, and it's nice and tam, if the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam is, that if you eat a kezayis of this taruvis, yechayim malchus. And there's a din of hetem etzar of lisa. Amori because that's the shittas Rabbein Atam, Rab Chayim, the yechayim, there's a din of hetem etzar, if there's a kezayis b'chayim achilas pras. And you ate a kezayis alone, you ate a kezayis of the taruvis, but since in this taruvis is a kezayis of the achilas, you eat achilas pras, you would eat a kezayis, so the halacha is that the kezayis of the taruv is shechai. If there's more than the kezayis, mechdei achilas pras, forget about it. I think that's what the Ritva is coming to tell us. That's by all taruvis. By all taruvis, and it is that way. If there's more than a kezayis v'chilas pras, so it becomes bottle to the tarubis, and you won't be chayiv malkish, you won't be chayiv kodesh. By dam, the halacha is that since it's allowed to the dama, and the dam is all one entity, so it doesn't become bottle. That's what the ritva, that's chat the ritva. Avagav the ma'uri v'dam tzolo v'lov and hardei, adav yayish mechnei achilas pras, chayiv nekim in the kulech adamu loy mitzal bi ki yisur edahumet, it doesn't become bottle in your chayiv and a kezayit. Could be that pshat in the ritva. And the chiddush, what's by the viyis? What is by the viyis? The name of the viyis is metama bo'ayu. So the chayisin Yeshua says the chiddush of the viyis is the be'in and the viyis dam ve'inayu. We need dam be'en. To me, this is also pshat. It's not called I have dam ve'en. It's mixed up in the, it's mixed up with the tzalauta the dhamma. But if that's the chiddush of have a revius and tzalauta the dhamma, that's called I have dam ve'en. That it's metame oil the revius. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis shenit medume aleyem. Who had been davi motzel lemeimel shed tomdom b'mei peiris lemachshe. You have to say this whole thing. We had a problem with Mekshomim is also machshe. Say, speaking about mei peiris. Speaking about mei peiris pechal don't have a peiris machshe, not machshe whatsoever. So that's the case. We're speaking about mei peiris and this admumis. Behudi ike kizayis, behudi ike revius, Atzalauta de Dome koik, in the Perish Pekuntres, we're talking about Atzalauta de Dome. Kamash Malon, the Aval P. Shekuloi Dam, even though the whole thing is Dam, the Chela Katzolo was also Dam, when Mechayit Kores Adiike Kizai is Dam Gomo, when Metama Boil Adiike Rabi is Dam Gomo, the Ibedam, she makes Shomim Pshita, the Tzorch Kizai is Rabi. Here the Chiddush is, you need a Kezayis a Rebiyis, even though the Tzalauta, the Dom is also Dom, but you still need a Kezayis and a Rebiyis of the Red Dom. Yes. And then also, that's the Gemara Vayta. We learn, as she says, the Baraisa will say, Kol Mashke HaMeis Tehoirem Chutz Midomoy. Well, mashke that runs out from a mace, is toil, chutz midomai, besides the dam that comes out from a mace, is stomach. V'chol mare admumish sheboi, mitamim boyo. And then the dam of a mare admumish is mitamim boyo. So we hear, what does Rashi say? What are we speaking about? It's Rashi, Mashka HaMeis, Kigoin Dimas Einoi, V'chalav Isha, that this is Mashkin Ayotzim in HaMeis, is toil. Chut from Domei, and if there's a Maraz Bubish, it's Mitabu Ba'ayu. Fine. So we see this, the we're differentiating between Mashka HaMeis and Domei. Oleminu, like the Gemara, Les Yuakash. We learned Mashke Tvuyoim, Kim Mashkin Shenegeya Behen, the Eilu, Ein Mit Moy. Now let's see what Rashi says. The Rashi, Kolmara Ad Mumishaboy, Metame Kloima, Talalta de Dome, Kozman Shemareyu Oda in Tomei, and Dogabi Yerabiyas. So the Gemara asked Lesh Yerkash, we learned, Mashkit Vul Yoyin, Oishin, Mashkin, Ayoitzim Mimenu, the Mashkin that come out of it Vul Yoyin, Reihen Kim Mashkin Shuhu Negeyabe. So the Mashkin Ayoitzim Mimenu has the same aloche like mashkin that a tful yoin would touch. Ve'elu ain mitmoim. This is Rashi's gilse. Loigozo bohu rabbonon tume. So, Pashtus is, what is to learn according to Rashi, we are speaking about the mashke that came out from a tvul yoyim. But the mashke ran a tvul yoyim, cholov, a tvul yoyim means a person was, let's say, a rishon l'tume. He tabled himself, so now he's a tvul yoyim. He is a din like a sheni l'tume. It's poysel as a tume. And it's poysel as a tume, and it's not poysel as a chule. We have a loche that call a poysel as a tume metame mashke li yestchile. The din is midrabonon a sheni l'tume that touches mashke makes it a rishain midrabonon, but not a tvul yoyim. A tvul yoyim will touch mashkin, it's fine. Fine. So let's just learn taitra. Mashke tvul yoyim, the mashke that's coming out of a tvul yoyim, the tears, the hollow, kimashkin shenegeya ben, is the same aloche, like mashkin that a tvul yoyim will touch. That means chulin. And just like, in other words, if a mashkin will touch chulin, nothing happened with it. So the cholov that comes out from a tvul yoyim, the tears that come out from a tvul yoyim, is also toyer. That's what Rashi says. Ve'elu, say a tvul yoyim touched it, mashkin, say it came out from the tvul yoyim, ein mitmoim, le'gozabu rabon and tumma. There's no tumma whatsoever if a tvul yoyim touches chulin. Fine. Vishar kol atmeyim, but all other tmeyim, not atvul yoyim, bein kalim, bein chamurim, mashkin hayoytze mehen, ke mashkin anegeya mehen, ve'elu tchila. All other tmeyim, besides atvul yoyim, so the mashkin hayoytze mehen, the tears, the cholov, has the same aloche kemashkin egeben, ve'elu tchile, and this mashkin is arishain l'tumah. Let's see what Rashi says. Ve'elu tchile, sha'afilu sheini, v'tame mashkin liyeh tchile, k'disnam kalapaisel asatumah, v'ayni sheini mitame mashkin, v'ayseis etchile, chutz min atvuyeh. Kol atmeyim, that means any dover tome, that's a sheni l'tome, is tchila rishain, it becomes a rishain, v'tamei sheni, v'sheni shlishi. So memele, fine, chutz min hamashke shohu ol atome. So we're talking about mashken hayoytze mehem, has a din, by all tmeim, besides the tvul yoyim, has a din of a rishain l'tume, and it says it, just like if they would touch something, it would become a rishain, they touch a mask, it becomes a rishain l'tume. So the mashkin ayetzimem also is a rishain l'tume. Chutz mi mashkin shu avatum. There's a mashkin that's an avatum. Which mashkin are avatum? Kigoin shloisha mayones azov amenuyim b'mesechas nidim. Peirik dama nida shehein ava tume letamei odom bekeila. With three mayones of a zov, that is a din of an ava tume. Zoivoi, veroikoi, umei meiragla vishich vazare, shal kol odom. Vi afinin miroik, we learn out from roik, echsi vichi yoroik hazov. So there it says, well, in the posik, it seems that the roik of a zov kimi metana an odom, Anavatume, Maroik Shuhu Misagel Umisaset Yacha, Ma'achakach Yoitze, just like by the saliva, it gathers together and then you spit it out. Misagel Misaset, Abkol Shu Misagel Vyoitze, in that three Malyonis, Meiraglo Zoibe. Umashkin Acherim, Yoitze Mimenu, שאין המאהבה תומה, but other משקים that will come out from הזאת, חולוב, דימה, לפי שאין הם מסעגלם ויועצם כרק, ואלוהים דימה סיינוי, דם אגפוסוי, וחלב האישה, the milk of האישה, that's a zove, so that is a vlada tumah. So we have over here, the vial, we have over here, we had a spot, we're speaking about the mashkin at a yoitzin minatome, bein kalin, bein chamurin, it's a rishin letume. Besides, yoitzin minatfuya. Frech the Gemara, my kalin u my chamurin. What is, you said that say kalin, say chamurin, it's a rishin letume. My love, kalin shedet. וזאת, חמורים מייס, חמורים זה מייס, השרץ הזה זאת, that means משקין of a שרץ, הוא עושה מי רגליים of a שרץ, זה נבראשן לתומן. And so that is the נבראשן לתומן, or the דם of a זאת, Cholov of Azov is a denavarishin letomeh. And the chut from the mashkin, and chamurin means that's kalin, and chamurin means ameis, that's an avi avaisatum. Bekitzer, so what does it say over here? It says that the mashkin hayoytzim in ameis is a rishin letomeh. That's bekitzer what it says. And we heard before, ka mashkin ameis toirim chut midomoi. We had before Baraisa or Mishnah that says all mashkin that comes out from a mace is toyer. And here we have Bein Kalin, Bein Chamurim is a rishon letomeh. So we have a stira. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, Loi, Kalin Sheret, the Chamurim Zot. But that way, this is Kalin Chamum, it's an Avatume, it means a Sheretz and a Zov. But a mace is toil. A mace is toil legamli. The mashkin that comes out from a mace is toil legamli. Frek the Gemore, Maishno Zov, the Gozro Bei Rabono, or Maishno Mace, the Loi Gozro Bei Rabono. So, Agavuche, we see from over here that this whole Aloche, that mashkin Hayoitzin means, in the Ava Tume is a Rishain, this whole thing is a Rabbon and the Kedim. We'll see why in Taisvis. So why were they Geyser by a Zor? They weren't in the Sheres, they weren't Geyser by a Meis. So the Gemara says, Zor the Belay, Dili in Shiminei, Gozro Bei Rabbon. People are not Nibdol from a Zor. Alive and does and the mele. So the gozro bei rabbonon meis to bedili in shiminei le gozro bei rabbonon. People stay away from a meis and so the mele le gozro bei rabbonon. That's pshat this din from mashka meis to hoyle. Let us see Rashi. Sheretz kegoy mei mei raglov shel sheretz animtzoim bishal fuchis shaloi. That's Kalin. Oh, you see the mail of Kalin Sheretz Vizor, but Chamur Meis, Meis Chamush, Avi Avi Satum. Loi Kalin Sheretz, the Chamurim Zor. Abu Mashke HaMeis Toirim, Chutz Midome, Shud Metame Mina Toire, Kedersiv Al Nefesh Meis. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Zor, the Gozer Rabbonon, Mie Tume, Tumes Trile. By Azov, they said that the Mashke is a Rishon Letume. The Mashkin Sheinam of Atume, Kimoy Mayonis, or Maishna Meis to Loigoso. The Mo says, Zov, Lefisha, who Chai, like Dili in Shiminei, Chai, Boy, Chain in Nikola Koil. It's not Nikol that he's Azov. The mace is Dili in Shiminei, so they want Geyser that it should be Mekabuto. Let us see Taisves. The Taisves, Knan Hosom, so Taisa says Teime. I Mishneh he, this is a Mishneh, of the Kama Lael, Tane Umetame Boil, the Kama Allah, Vuhudi Kerebis, there we learned about Aisha. The Tame Boil, the Desem Marad Mumis, and we learned the Yavudi Kerebis, Avala Lasuye Masnis and the Hoche. So why do this is a Mishneh? Mir de bereise, des a bereise, wo na mer schon mach hil, da kommt der Name, rab shim gem mir loim a kol shom am ge, ein a mishne be shmok, rek und was de mir ge kin be khol sporen ein. Okay. Kol mashke a meis toy. All the mashke of a meis is toy. The taste was my gozu alayhem, my she gozu al shel hazov. They were that an azov. They were geizer. Can the forish be maskone? We should dissolve like dealing in it. So they were geizer that the maska yaitz min azov is a rishon letome. And then an ameis dealing in it. They were geizer. Bin toima. So we see from our gemara that the whole meduber is your geizer, nish geizer, and it's dealing in it like gozer. So Taisa says a very pertinent question. I don't understand. What do you have to talk about a gzeire? If a tear falls out from a mace, or a cholob comes out from a mace, so it's touching the mace. Mekablum tumim mimeno b'maga d'magas, mekablum tumis maga, d'miteraise. Dimas einoi v'dama gafosoi v'cholob v'isha chshivi mashkin. The Yalat, the Perik, Dama, Nida, Mikroi. We have Psukim, Mesechtes, Nida. We have a klal, only a mashke is Makabotome. And the Gemara Mesechtes, Nida brings down Psukim, that tears and cholov and the Dam Agaposoi, the Damake, the all of a shame mashke, the Makabotome. So Memele, Frektaisvez, So Taisvis asks, so the here the Gemara says the Mashke Yetzimim is about Geyser because it's the Dili Inchimim. Who's talking about a Gzeire? It's Tami Minateire because it touched the mace. Kasha number one. Void Kasha, the Kamar Hosom, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Nida, when the Gemara says that Cholov is Mekabel to me, and the mois are mekabel tume. So the Gemara says the metame tumes mashken berevius. It's another thing. You need a revius. Rektaisves v'le mashken metamen bekoshu. Mashken is mekabel tume metame acherim bekoshu. So why does it say over there? So Taisa is a problem with that Gemara. One problem Taisa says with our Gemara, why is it mekabel tume minat Torah? These three have a shame mashkin, we'll learn out from our posse. And second of all, there it says you need a revius. Mashkin don't need a revius. How do we know that mashkin doesn't need a revius? So Taisa is going to bring a multitude of rites. Kedemuch be'kama de psochim. Gabi mimeyem shol kehanim le'nimnu lisle v'saboso shenidmo bivlad atume imboso shenidmo ba'av atume Afal pi shemaisifin al tumosoi tumukilo de ike mashke bahadi boso the meketame boso machmas mashkin umistome ein boisin mashkin revis. Now let us just explain what the Gemara is speaking about the Mesechtes Psochim. The Mishnah says in Mesechtes Psochim, Achidish. The Mishnah is saying a yesod that if you have kochim which are hoilech le'ibud, you're allowed to be b'shas, you're burning them, you're allowed to be moisif to them. So the Gemara says, amayse, that they used to go and burn kochim t'mehim, they had kochim that touched an ava t'meh, which is a rishin l'tumeh, and they burnt it together with kochim which touched a vlada t'meh, which is a sheni l'tumeh, and they burnt it together, afa pishim esifin tuma al tamosim. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Where's that taisvis tuma? You're bossa that's a rishin in the tume. You're burning it with bossa that's a shiny litume. So what will the shiny litume become? It's right for a shiny. You're not myself to me. Fine. So Mas says, no. It means bossa shenitno bevlad vlad atume. No. Speaking about the bossa touched a shlishi litume. And now the kochim is a revi. We're talking about bossa kochim. So you're burning a rishin with a revi. You're making it a shlishi. Oh. That's the revi. Talking about a blood vlad atume. Fragt die Gemorre, ein Eichel mit Tama Eichel. But there's another problem. An Eichel can't be mit Tama Eichel. So why are you not doing anything? So Moshe says, no. It's speaking about that the basal that touched the Avatume, there was some mashke teifeichel. It was wet. It was wet with a little mashke. It was wet. And the mele, so the basal that touched the Avatume, which became a rishin letume, there was some mashke also was wet bosa, there was samayim l'chayra, that means that there was mayim on this bosa, and this mayim became a rishin l'tume, and this mayim is metame, the shlishi l'tume, you're making it a sheni l'tume. Making it a sheni l'tume. Fine. So Taisu says, so you see from the Gemara, that mashkin is metame bekosho. The Gemara says it's speaking about dike mashke bahadei bosa. The bosa was a little wet, but it's not speaking about it was a revius of mayim on the bosa. So metame bosa machmas mashke. Umistome ein boisa in mashkin revius. So now we have a problem. The Gemara neither says that cholo, which is a teres mashke, needs a revius. Here it says, you don't need a revius, it's metame bekosho. Vamrine nami ba'li pirke, another gemorim sochim, umayim nami loyemorim, elo revius tachosi lahatlo ben machnim b'tzenoires. The Gemara says if you have mayim al gabi karke, it's not mekabel tume, because it is a teures mikve. Avo botzo me revius tmeim, but less than the revius of mayim is tume. So you see less than the revius, it's also mekabel tume. Bebroches beperik elo dvorim, Shemo yitmu mashkin shachori akois machmas yodayim. We say if the kois is wet and he touches the kois, so the mashkin shachori akois will be mekabel tume machmas yodayim. Yodayim is a sheni l'tume and he'll make it the mashkin arishin. Now the mashkin shachori akois is not a revius. So again, you see that you don't need a revius to be mekabel tume. So, we have a problem. V'yesh loyma. The hochem mayri kshayotzu. So now, Toysvis is going to answer the first kasha. The first kasha, Toysvis is the kasha, why isn't the mashkin ayetzim and mekabel tuma from the mace? So the hochem mayrig sheyotza mimenu derech shfeiferes. When it went out, it did not touch the goof hameis. Uba'oidam beguufoi leimekabli tume. Neinteiris mashkin aleim ashe yeitzi lechutz. Bechinavki derech shfeiferes. That's what this baraisa is speaking about. Mashkin hayoitzi min hameis is toyer. Is speaking about that it went out through a shveferes, did not touch at all the gufa meis. So if it didn't touch the gufa meis, it's teires mina teire. Kivin shloi nagoboy, elov mida rabonan gozru, and they were only geyser, v'yotsu mina zol, heiche de ike revies, afal gavda loi nagoboy. So we're speaking about, now Taisvis is taking care of the revies. We're speaking about a mashke cholov or the dima that is went out of a mace that bechlal did not touch the guf hamace. So minatayret toy legamri. So by azov the rabbonim put a tuma on it, and only in its revius. And by a mace bechlal they didn't put a tuma on it because it's dili in shemineh. That's one mahalach to say pshat na gemara. Inami. Now Taisa says a second shot. Hani kroi de nide asmachta ba'almanido. Taisa had a problem. Taisa's whole problem was with the Gemara Nida says, and a dime cholov is makabal tumim in a teure, the Gemara brings psukim, so mamele is makabal tumim in a teure, so mamele to touch the mace, she be tumim in a teure. So the Gemara says, the Taisves inami hani kroy de nide. These psukim that the Gemara brings the nide that this has a teiris mashke with mekabel tume asmachta ba'almanin. The whole thing is an asmachta. Min a teira in alem teiris mashke. It doesn't have a teiris mashke. Olachain legozu elo berviyis. Mele. So now it's a new, so forget all the Raya's Taisvis brought that Mayim is Mekabal Tuma Bekoshu, is Metama Bekoshu, that's Mayim, because Mayim is a Mashke. Cholov and Dima is not a Mashke whatsoever. So the Maite, it is, it's Minatar, it's nothing. And Midarabonon, they said it's Tomei, and only, it's only Tomei if it's a Reviyah. And the Sultum is only by Azov, the Levdilimine by Mace, by one place. Anu Mahalach. Im Taima, Vemrine, Beperik, Omruloi, Ha'isha, Shenota, Cholov, Midadel, was an Isha, that was not up Cholov, Midadel, that Cholov drifted out from Adani, Vesoy Hatano, Tome, so it's metame de tano. The porich ba mai miskasha. Mora asked, how did the cholov become muchsha le kabutum? Omer Rabbi Yochanan betipa amuch mamluchleches al piyadat. It became muchsha through the tipe that's al piyadat. We'll come back what this means. Vahashtek even the tzorich hersha. If the Gemara asked Akasha, you need Hershel. Alma Shiva Oichot, Lafisha Meyuchet, Lachilas Tinek. In Kein Tano, Amai Tome, Ein Oichot Metame Kele. El Alkochoch, Metame Machmas Atika Amuluch Leches, Opiadat, Shemis Areves, Imshar Cholo, Shenoitev Betano. Sheshay mashkin aleo, u'mashkin mitamim kli gzeire mishamashke dezov bezovah, k'di oma b'perikama de Shabbos, alme mitame atipa letano afagav deles bo revis. Now, let us just understand a little what Taisus is saying over here. There's a Gemara that says that there was a Amisha, I think she was Amisha Nide, and a tipis cholov fell into a tano. So this tipis cholov is metame de tano. So the Gemara asks, now let us know one yisod. The din is, I mean, a teire, we need an avatum to me metame keili, a rishon to me metame keili. The Rabbonon said, with the Rabbonon, a mashke is metama keile, gzeire mishum mayone is tezov mezov. That means that we just said before that the mayones of a zov is an avatume, the meraglayim, the roi, is an avatume, and that's metama keile minatoyo. So they said, all liquids are metama keile. Now, it says over here, yiranisha nida, that dam fell from Adad into the Tano, and the Tano becomes Tame. So the Gemara has a problem over there. The dam isn't, the cholov is not muksha lekabotum. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's appreciate the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara held that cholov does not have a teiris mashke, it has a teiris oichol. Since this is the sustenance of a tinnik, it's called an oichel, not a mashke. fragt die Gemara, the dam wasn't, the cholov wasn't mukshe lekabel tumah. The cholov wasn't mukshe lekabel tumah, so there's a problem. So Moshe says, yes, it did become mukshe, from the cholov that's meluchlech al data ish. What does that mean? I mean, the isha makes that the tipa of cholov should wetten the dat, it should be wet, so it should be easier for the tinnik to be yoinik from the dat. That's why, so she squeezes out a tipa. That tipa is not an oichel, because that tipa is not oimit for the tinnik to eat. That tipa is a mashke, and it's machshir. So all cholov that comes out touches this tipa, and it's mukshir. So Taisa says the problem, so Taisa got lost over here. So Taisa says, you see, it's called an oichel, because the more the problem, it's a mukshel lekabel tumah. So Taisa says, so if it's an oichel, it can't be metame the tano. So what's pshat it's metame the tano? It's mukshel, it's your mukshel, fine. But an oichel can't be metame the tano. So Taisa says, the Gemara means that the Gemara means that the tipa that's meluchlech, that full, a particle of that tipa is mixed up with every tipa that falls into the tano, and that particle of the tipa that's meluchlech the dad, that is metame. That's metame out to the rabbanon de kedin, that all mashkin are metame. So Taisus says Akasha, we just said you need, by Cholov, you need a Rebiyas to be Metame. That's Taisus Kasha. And let's just jump to the Teretz of Taisus. The Teretz of Taisus is, V'yashloime, the Truma ben Kotshim, Metamu, Bepochas, Merebiyas. But Truma ben Kotshim is Metame, Pochas, Merebiyas, V'davka, V'chulun, Dibor, Rebiyas. Mistama Sahir, it's speaking about Chveis Chulon Shinas Ataras Kodesh. There's a din of Kodesh, and there you don't need a Rebbe. That's the tenets of Taisus Kasha. I just want to mention one thing. Rabbi Hanan asks Akasha, he says, Lamaisa Taisus says that the deepest cholov of that falls into the Tano is an oich. That's not Metam. It's not Mukshel Kabbal Tumah. So Taisa says, really, the what is metama the tana, the tipa that's melachlich the dad. So bus geit meron, if this tipa is yom meluchlich not, if this tipa is mukshar or not mukshar, but that's an oichel. The metame is the tipa meluchlich. So what Taisa's answer, and then that's metama bekosho, it's talking about tum and kochim. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Zefek Tabochonon. Tabochonon says, if it wouldn't be mekabel tumah, so this tipa would become bottle to the other tipa. Just like we hear by tzir, we hear that mayim tmeim is bottle to the tzir. Because even if a dover tummy, but if roiv is tzir, becomes bottle. So memeila, that was chatting the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, the tipa that falls in is not mursher, so it's not mekabel tumah. So memeila, so the tipa melachlik should become bottle. That the Gemara says that it's machsherit.